Hello, friends.
It's Hi, everybody.
Time.
Hello. What were the greetings on Star Trek? I gotta remember. There was none of this, right? What was it?
I was doing my William Shatner, and you just talked right over me.
Oh, I thought you were doing the quiet voice again.
Live long and prosper.
Yeah.
Live long and prosper. That's it.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about a brand new documentary directed by Alexander O'Philippe called You Can Call Me Bill, which is just came out to the theaters. It's obviously about William Shatner, sort of the iconic actor, singer, director who has, you know, he's over 90 years old and he's 91. Yeah. And he's been basically acting and being in Hollywood for like, I don't know, 70 years or something. I mean, he started like maybe in the 50s.
He was in so many classics. I mean, you name the best, you know, television type, iconic television things like Twilight Zone. And, you know, he's always there. And, you know, people put him down for his acting style or whatever. People kind of make fun of him being like, you know, William Shatner. But he is really good.
It's Shatner. Yeah, you know, it's like that's his style. No one does it, you know. So it's like I like that. And you know, he also did a legitimately good album with Ben Folds. Like,
yes,
great. Yeah, he did. I mean, you would think like you see all the videos of him singing, you know, Rocket Man and all that stuff. But he did a really cool, solid album with Ben Folds, and I still listen to it sometimes. It's so good.
Yeah,
I love him.
He has got like an overabundance of charisma, that guy.
Yes, when
you see him as Captain Kirk, I mean, his most iconic role, obviously. It's easy to kind of put it down as a science fiction, you know, he's always going after the space ladies and whatnot, but he is actually
space babes,
space ladies. Yeah.
Space babes. I like space babes.
That's good. But he is actually very commanding in that role. He's not like one of these big, overwhelming, you know, walks into a room and he towers over everyone physically.
Yeah.
He's got the gravitas that towers over everyone. When he played the captain, he committed to that role 1,000%.
And no one else could be the captain.
Nobody. Yeah.
Nope. Can't do it. That's
me talking about William Shatner.
I think this documentary celebrates that sort of thing about what makes him sort of an iconic, you know, movie star or TV star. So let's check it out. The trailer for the doc, You Can Call Me Bill.
All right, here we go.
My slate is
collapsing. No, it's loose now.
Yeah, I was messing with it. Hold on.
It's like a Three Stooges moment. You know,
like. I'll just do half plate. All right, ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Special effect slates where you do a miniature. All right.
It's an interesting phrase, go boldly. What is there to boldly go into?
You're William Shatner.
Do we ever present ourselves as we really are to somebody else? Can we be absolutely honest? As we get older, we ask ourselves questions. Do we really know each other? Do we really know ourselves? Why are we here?
Let's go get some answers.
Risk. Risk is our business.
Everything's risky, but there's something beautiful about that.
I'll face whatever you have behind those doors and come out exactly as I went in.
I haven't changed the world, but what is a legacy are the good deeds. Go boldly. Go with courage. Go with commitment. That's what it means. And then boldly go into the next adventure. That's the story of my life. It's the search for love, symmetry, and passion. That curiosity is what keeps us alive.
I'm so glad they made this. he needed a documentary like this as a tribute because he's such an icon. And he, you know, I met him at a photo shoot and he is a very gracious man. I know that some people have said, like in public, he can be off-putting, but you know, when he's having his personal life and doesn't want to be interrupted, but on a shoot, he was awesome and he was very lively and fun. And I just really enjoyed him. He was fun.
We all have moods. We all have up days and down days, you know, and he's around so many other people all the time and everybody wants to talk to him.
Yeah.
I'm actually really close friends with William Shatner, and I can prove it because I have a photograph that he autographed for me.
Whoa!
Check that. Yeah. Holy
and shit. I think you worked with him once or twice, Bill Burke. Yeah.
You worked with him. He's
so close that he spelled my name correctly, which is, you know.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
What usually everybody puts an E at the end.
I know, yeah. He does that as a joke sometimes, but...
What I like about this trailer was you saw clips from, you know, grainy black and white clips from the 50s or early 60s, you know, the Twilight Zone episode, and clips from today or clips from, you know, 10 years ago, and he was performing live. And the guy is still going. That is impressive.
Why stop? Why should you stop? Cool.
I think if you keep moving as you get older, if you keep sort of keep busy, keep doing, motivated.
Stay curious.
Exactly.
Yeah, be creative. Yeah. It's so huge.
That's the message. Boldly keep going. Trying different things. Even if you fail, even if it didn't work out and people make fun of you, keep going. You did it. You know, that's impressive.
Yeah. He never let the making fun of him get him. He's always kind of
leaned into it a little bit.
He leaned into it.
He leaned into it. And that's the way you have to do it. If somebody's putting you down and you're like, yeah, I am ridiculous. It takes all of the air out of it.
I think that's why he succeeded too, because a lot of the other Star Trek actors took it kind of personally, and it was demoralizing to them, a lot of those actors. But he kept going with it. He did what he did. He entertained. He had fun. He made fun and poked fun of himself, and he made it fun for everybody. So I think that's why they kept asking him back. You know, like, whatever it is.
I think he got a second win or maybe third win on that SNL skit where he's at a Trek convention, you know, and like Kevin Nealon's wearing the Spock ears and asks some question.
That's so funny.
And he goes, guys, get a life. It's a TV show. You know? And it was sort of like, I enjoyed that very much, you know?
Yeah.
And when he has this self-awareness when he shows up in the movie as a cameo and, you know, as Bill Shatner, it's like, he gets it. He gets the point of it. He gets the fan service of it. Like, I love that about him. He's awesome.
I just actually right now happen to be, I'm a bit Star Trek obsessed my whole life, but I just happen to be almost exactly in the middle of a 3-volume set of books. Each fat volume is about a season of Star Trek. And I'm about halfway through the second season, and there was a section in the book where it was like people's observations about William Shatner, and everybody had something to say. It starts off with the kind of negative ones. And these are people who played, you know, she played the green dancing girl in episode 12 or whatever, you know, and her memory of William Shatner was this, you know, and it goes through all these sort of Shatner. They did it for Leonard Nimoy, but the Shatner one is funny because there's some people that were like, he seemed kind of quiet and kind of, distant and wasn't very friendly. And then another person will say, oh, he was great. He spent so much time helping me with my lines. He was very cool. So, you know, that's the way everybody on every set, on every television show, it just so happens Star Trek is like under 20,000 microscopes all day long, every day. And his behavior, if he looks away from somebody while they're talking for a second, it goes down in history forever as him not really, he wasn't really very nice to me. He didn't pay attention when I was talking, you know, and people are people. And I've worked with people on sets who were great, but every once in a while they would have a cranky day, just like me.
And, you mean human beings?
Yeah.
That's why they are.
Unfortunately, some of that stuff will stick to you if you're super famous, you know.
Well, I think, and also he's a very long career, so I think you're just going to have moments in that career of like not at your best, you know. It's like, well, I am sympathetic to it. I think, you know, that's just how people are. But I, you know, ultimately, he's just super fun, and I'm glad he got to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, you think of course Star Trek, but then the all the movies he was in the 70s. Yeah. Then he was in T.J. Hooker, which was a big 80s show.
That's right.
And then Boston Legal, along with James Spader.
I did the shoot with him. I think we worked with him on that set or saw him on that set.
Rescue 911, I believe.
Rescue 911. So just on and on with that stuff. And Kingdom of the Spiders, a great 70s sort of low budget.
Devil's Rain with Ernest Borgnine. And he was in a movie where they he was in some early strange experimental films. Now I don't remember the name of it, but somebody else talk for a second and I'll look it up.
So are you guys also owners of Legion? The company Legion M, the company that's doing
this? I am not.
Good for you.
Well, you helped make that movie. Yeah, that's something. So I was going to mention that. That's like a kind of a crowdsourcing thing.
Early on, you could buy stock. Like you could buy like a piece of them early on. Like I grab some just because, I would like to be part of a movie production house. I didn't really think about it, but I'm still there.
And well, that's cool. You helped make this movie, which is great. You know,
I should check and see those stocks have gone up.
I was going to mention is a film called Incubus from 1966 that William Shatner was in, and it was filmed entirely in a language called Esperanto, which is an invented language. It's a language that was created to be, I guess, to be more efficient, with a new way of talking that somebody came up with. A very early science fiction-y idea, you know, that we're going to invent our own language. And they invented this language and they made a movie in that language, which is pretty interesting. And Shatner was there for that.
Subtitles? So,
I imagine probably. I have not seen it in a very long time.
And also Shatner was in the most iconic Twilight Zone episode.
Yes.
Yeah, he was in two great ones. I mean, one, of course, where he's on the plane.
Oh, yeah. The plane one. Oh, my God. That's what was amazing. The other one? I forget.
It's called Nick of Time, which I think is another Richard Matheson scripted one where he and his girlfriend go to this diner because they have to kill an hour. And there's one of these little machines on the table that's like read your fortune.
You know,
you put a penny in like, am I going to get this job? Possibility
and whatever he was going through some kind of personal struggle like that, like he was unemployed and he was asked.
He was looking for a job, but then he got obsessed with it. He wouldn't leave. Yeah. You know, wouldn't leave.
And so
it was really well done.
He is so good in both of those. I mean, how the one on the airplane with the gremlin on the wing of the airplane. His expression of desperation and his face when he sees that thing. How can I be seeing this? You wonder, how would you react in a situation like that? He did that so much in his career where he reacted so well to the unbelievable, you know?
Yeah. He was very intense. He brought a lot of intensity and he didn't hold back or try and temper too much. Like he was always just like full on going for it. So,
and he had a good shoulder roll going, you know, in the fights, you know, he was good with all that stuff.
Yeah. So with the shirt off.
We're all big fans. We want to see this doc and I'm sure it's going to be sort of like heartwarming and wonderful to see. So
it looks very sweet. And be sure we did some reviews of the first season of Star Trek. So be sure and check that out. You can find those. And let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Let us know if you think we should continue with the Star Trek episodes. If we get, let's say 10,000 people saying, go forward with the Star Trek, we'll do it.
We'll do it for sure. Yeah. We would definitely do it.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Take care.